BMW.
All right, we're back here, getting things in order. Sunshine and 69 degrees where we're at right now. Welcome to the Thursday morning show. Here in the Radio Hut. Nothing like a hut and a morning zoo to really make for a good Thursday.
Good morning. Good
Kathy
morning.
Dickman, Tom Schmaltz in from Chankabazoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
How are you this fine day?
I am doing just fine. How's the coffee?
The coffee is great. Okay. Bill, you never disappoint. Your coffee is always good.
Well, and you're the only one around here I'll make it for.
Well, so, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's probably like his coffee that stands up to the drumstick test.
I know, and that's why
Army,
we're kind
Army
of...
Army coffee.
Yeah, we're kind of on the same level there. It's like, if you're going to drink coffee, make it worth drinking. Hey, you got a big weekend coming up at the zoo, number one. And before we get to that, your weather on Saturday and Sunday is going to be absolutely perfect.
So excited for that because that's what we've been missing this summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a little strange.
Every day's fun at the zoo, but we're looking for that good weather.
Yes, well, you're going to get it this weekend, and that's a good thing because you're going to have all kinds of good stuff going on.
I know
there.
We do. Yeah. So, first of all, every day at the zoo, something's going on. Something good is going on. So remember to stop by and watch that training demonstration, and that's listed daily. And then just hang out, look at the animals. They're having so much fun this summer. I mean, they're busy. People said one of the things we really like, and there's days when you're going to see, you know, tigers laying there, but they're even with that, they got their like legs around each other.
Oh,
they're
man.
Just hilarious.
They are hilarious.
And so you've seen a lot of tiger pics on Facebook lately because they have been just so much fun.
They got this courtship thing going on now, and I mean, there's a honeymoon happening
with these two. I know, so that sets the mood. Mm-hmm. But everybody's having a good time. A lot of tours going on. Remember, we love to stop and visit with you. So if you have questions, or even if your young child or grandchild wants to tell us their favorite animal, that makes our day. So
I got to back up. I got to talk about last Saturday at the zoo. Because every time I'm bragging about the zoo, it's like, you know, the good vibes and the magic going on down there. Last Saturday was like the very definition of Chankabazoo. The place was packed. It was so crowded. The kids were having a great time. I'm set up down by the otter exhibit, just listening to all this excitement going on. Tal was losing his mind. Okay? I mean, if you didn't think this guy was a ham before, when he's got a full audience... I mean, he was jumping around. He was making all kinds of noises. And I just thought, this is the perfect day at Chankabazoo. The weather was great. So anyway, that was Saturday. So folks, get down and experience some of that this weekend.
You know, a shout out to all those kids and parents. I have never seen such a well-behaved group of kids that were at the ball game. They came through the zoo. They had fun. They were giggling, laughing, respectful. It is so nice to see that family atmosphere.
Absolutely. And you got that going on.
We got it going on every single day.
Holy
every
smokes.
Every single day.
You
so,
do.
It's a lot of fun. We had the police department picnic last night. We didn't host the picnic, but we were so happy to see them coming through and doing a tour with them. And, you know, thank you to our men and women in blue.
Absolutely.
And all first responders for what they do. And so a little way that we could, you know, say thank them as a group because they came as a group. So that was fun.
Right.
Just every day, so many things I can't even, I mean, there's so many different stories and all this. And this Saturday is going to be hopefully very entertaining.
It will be very entertaining.
At 1 o'clock on Saturday is Tal's annual concert, and he's practiced.
He has.
He's practicing his recorder, and you've probably heard that.
I heard everything else out of him last weekend.
Well, that just brings me to the next thing, is if he chooses not to play, it's okay. It's voluntary. And he'll be entertaining either way. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the New York Comer Musiker group is entertaining with the beautiful music that they play. So come on down and listen to them.
So for people that don't know about what they're all about, they've been here before. Great response.
They do the,
and it's a string ensemble and it's woodwind. I mean, what?
It's actually woodwinds. Woodwind. And it's beautiful. And they've added another bassoon. So when that plays, when he plays, Tal just stares at it because they had they did more bassoon work last time, and he seemed to just really just stop and just really look.
Right.
And then he gets all, like you said, very vocal.
You get very vocal, yes.
Very vocal.
He's a ham.
And you know he claps because it's part of his training program, so he does clap for himself after his flute playing. Having said that, he would just start clapping last year, just start clapping in the middle of the concert, and the crowd just loved it. And we loved it because we're seeing some different behaviors too. So that's on Saturday.
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, bring a lawn chair. Regular admission or membership apply. Just come in and stop by there.
Right. Oh, man, that's going to be a lot of
fun. And you'll be able to hear the music throughout the zoo, so that's another plus for us. We're excited about that.
You should be. And weather's going to be beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait. So, yes. We have to look out for their instruments, too. Yeah. So we want to make sure they're not going to get poured on with those beautiful instruments. But, yay, so good for that. And we've got a lot more exciting things coming up. Well, you're going to be there Saturday.
Yes, from bassoon to buffoon. That is a nice switch.
You're going to be, like, in the same area.
The same area. Right there at the otter exhibit.
You're going to be painting at the otter exhibit. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I didn't know what to expect with the first paint on the canvas with that one. I love the direction you're going. I love the colors.
So the kids, they just they huddled around and were asking question after question. So it was
really
good.
Am taken back by that in a very good way. That so many children stop and visit, and they'll look right at your palette and say, "Oh, you're only using four colors. You made all that." You know, I've heard.
How do you do
I've
this? How do you do that? Yeah.
And a lot of them are interested in art.
I know.
And because you stop and talk and say, do you like to draw? Do you like to paint? So it's a very interactive exhibit that you're
very,
doing.
Very, very interactive exhibit.
We'll bring you snacks to Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll go give Bill a couple snacks. He's doing good.
Throw some snacks. That is like the greatest exhibit down there. I love being near that otter exhibit because the kids just, they shriek. I mean, they're having so much fun watching them.
Oh yeah, it is. They're very active.
Yeah,
very active.
Very active. Everybody was active down there last Saturday. I mean, the weather was perfect.
It's been so fun. We see something different every day. We've been there every day of our lives, and we see something different every time we visit. Imagine what visitors will see.
So New York Hammer Musiker, they're on tour, correct?
They're on tour
and making a stop here, especially to visit the zoo. You got a great relationship with them.
We do, and we just love seeing them. And we'll put their music stands out tomorrow to get ready to acclimate, and Tal will know
exactly what's
going to happen. So he knows. Very intelligent, very wonderful. You know, going from the great ape down there, Tal, to the smallest ape, stop by the gibbons, and you talk about vocal, they're vocal, but that little one is now off of mom most of the time. She still holds him, and he runs back to her, but he's brachiating across that exhibit, and he's just... You know, he's like a foot high. I mean, he's just hilarious. And to watch the two offspring in there, and because his sister is a few years older, they're playing and reminding people that even though they're not as closely related DNA-wise as we are with Tal, they're the most closely related to the human family structure than any other primate.
And you can see that when you're down there watching them.
Watching them parent and play and in that family atmosphere. And when the kids go off together, the look in Effie's face like, oh, good, they're over there for a while.
They're over there. I finally got some peace.
Oh, it's fantastic. So, and then we'll be back to talk about other things happening this month.
You got another great event coming up, too, but I don't want to say too much.
Petting Zoo Celebration coming up on the 16th, and we started bringing that back as an annual event. So lots of cool things with that. So.
And, man, and things just going on constantly down there. I'm going to order you up some good weather here for the rest of August.
So excited about that.
And don't hold me to that, Tom.
Oh, I am going to hold you and Uncle Mick together.
Do not hold me to that.
Yeah. So. Forecast looks great. It's going to be the perfect weekend. We're talking high 70s. It's going to be gorgeous out there.
And I got to give a shout out too. Again, I keep getting back to last Saturday because it was so cool to your zoo staff down there. Just, I mean, with that many people, most people would be losing their mind. Man, they were so cool. Just held everything together and the training sessions, from
zookeepers to guest services. We've got a great crew.
You really do. Yeah. You really do. So New York Hammer Musiker this Saturday, playing with Tal, hopefully. He'll feel musical.
Yeah.
Okay, so get down and check that out, too. And we're going to talk the petting zoo next week.
Okay.
All right. Tom and Kathy, great to have you. I'm glad you like the coffee.
You are my hero, Bill.
Well, that'll get you going. That'll probably keep you awake till Monday.
So. Oh, perfect.
Good. We'll get more work out of it.
There you go. Morning Zoo with Tom and Kathy. We do this every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
I feel so tense and worried all the time. Is this anxiety?
Mental Health Minnesota is here to help 7 days a week with resources, peer support, online screenings, connections to treatment and crisis services. It's anonymous, confidential, and free of charge. Whether you're living with a mental health condition, are concerned about someone you love, or could use some support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you. MentalHealthMN.org. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Currently, we've got a partly sunny sky. We're at 72 degrees. Thursday, August 7th, from the Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. A Montana woman was arrested after leading law enforcement on a pursuit in Barnes and Stutzman counties. North Dakota Highway Patrol said a call came in late Tuesday afternoon of a reckless driver. Troopers attempted to pull over the 30-year-old driver on I-94, but she took off, hitting speeds of 125 miles per hour. Pursuit continued west into Stutzman County, where tire deflation devices were put out. The driver swerved, went off the road, and the car rolled. Woman was treated for minor injuries at Jamestown Regional Medical Center before she was arrested for fleeing or attempting to elude, reckless endangerment, drunken driving, and driving under suspension. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
Life moves fast. Is your internet keeping up? Switch to Red River Communications fiber-fast broadband internet and make buffering and glitching a thing of the past. For over 70 years, Red River Communications has provided the Red River Valley industry-leading technology, all backed by a team of local experts. To upgrade your internet, visit redrivercom.com or give us a call at 701-553-8309. Red River Communications. Go faster with fiber.
Minnesota Department of Revenue is calling the first year of the renter's tax credit a success. Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt says 370,000 Minnesotans took advantage of the credit. 70,000 received the benefits of the credit for the first time. Marquardt says making the renter's credit a part of the individual's income tax filing allowed the state to send out $64.5 million in credits received to eligible renters this year. That is a look, KBMW News, at this hour. For more news and information now or anytime, go to our website, kbmwnews.com.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the NDHSAA.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. Good morning, meteorologist Mick Kerr. Got your Thursday morning regional weather roundup on what appears to be a weather day, or more likely a weather night, again, then a repeat performance tomorrow. If your air conditioner ran all night, well, here's why. It's about 70 degrees from Lake of the Woods in northern Minnesota, southwest to the Black Hills of South Dakota into eastern Wyoming. The air temperature is near 70, so is the dew point, meaning humidity near 100%, but a lot of juicy air there. Precipitable water vapor is the concern. We've already had it once this week, areas of heavy rainfall. Looks like another shot of that late afternoon into the nighttime tonight, and then again tomorrow. National radar shows some storms lingering southern Iowa and central Montana, with showers into western and southwest North Dakota. These are the storms that are going to track east-northeast slowly and threaten us with more heavy rain, some high winds, and it appears the greatest threat might be large hail this time. Very concerning weather for the next 36 hours. And although today has got a little anxiety with it, tomorrow even more so. It's tomorrow that appears to be threatening, as a line of storms will stretch from southern Manitoba way into South Dakota, will track west to east through tomorrow night, then after midnight tomorrow night across Minnesota. The weekend looks pleasantly mild, sunny, not much wind, although breezy on Saturday, Sunday will feel nice. Worry-free weekend weather. The calm after the storm. Repeating, areas of heavy rainfall and large hail likely today, some of that, but more likely tomorrow. Forecast specifics right after this.
Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for these upcoming land auctions featuring over 14,000 acres of cropland, hayland, and hunting land throughout the upper Midwest. Pfeiffer's August land auctions feature an excellent 80-acre farmstead near Dodge, North Dakota, 80 acres of cropland in Renville County, and an excellent 320-acre property in Ward County with a gorgeous shop home near Carpio. For full details and online bidding on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the region, log on to Pfeiffer's.com. Pfeiffer's, celebrating 25 years of proven results.
Sunny, warm, and muggy today, high mid to upper 80s. This afternoon into the nighttime, especially overnight, some storms producing heavy rainfall, wind, and hail. Overnight low, upper 60s to about 70. Again, wind out of the southeast, 10 to 20 today and overnight tonight, except some high wind in some of these thunderstorms. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, warm, muggy. Keep your weather app and radar handy because a line of storms is going to work their way west to east, likely severe, areas of heavy rain, and large hail tomorrow and tomorrow night. This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
Wake up with a good cup of coffee and me, Bill Dablo, weekday mornings 6 until 10 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Welcome back. Good morning, you. Thursday, August 7th. Hope the day is treating you good. My name is Dablo here. Got one of those hot, muggy days going on here. 72 degrees right now, just a ton of humidity. It was even worse earlier this morning. I've got Point of Law waiting on you here in just a couple of minutes right after that. Going to dive into August 7th birthdays and anniversaries. And again, new way to do that. Forget the emails. We don't do those anymore. Just go over to our website, kbmwnews.com. You'll find a birthday tab there. We can load in all of your information, and those will be up here at 8:50 this morning. Found this story from the Daily Mail, and yeah, I got to share it with you. It's unclear if this woman was just out of her mind. I'm thinking maybe. 30-year-old woman in Los Angeles had to be rescued from a chimney on Tuesday evening. Now, witnesses say she was dancing on the roof, not on the ceiling, on the roof, waving her arms around when she climbed into the chimney or fell into it somehow. She was stuck about 3 feet deep inside the chimney. Firefighters showed up, were able to hoist her to safety using a rope system. They say she was alert and conscious, but yeah, I'm thinking probably medicated somehow. She was taken to the hospital in what's described as fair condition. Authorities haven't revealed what was going on. The building was an outbuilding for a storage unit that was used by local parks and rec department. And the woman was not affiliated with them at all. Witnesses say she appeared to be under the influence of something. Gee, do you think? That hasn't been confirmed, but I think it's a pretty safe bet if we all connect the dots. It's also unclear what music she was dancing to, but I'm thinking probably something from Mary Poppins. Think about it. Let's get back to the music here, Walking in Memphis and Not Falling into Chimneys. This is Lone Star, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can.